This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala hu ba'd. It is great to be back to Malaysia and to this beautiful state of yours and beautiful city. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this community, bless this country. May Allah bless the attendees of this conference and those who organize this conference. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a heavy reward in their scales on the day of judgment, a light in this life, a light in their graves, a light on the day of judgment. Allahumma ameen. My brothers and sisters, it is an excellent topic to come and to gather to speak about the Al-Quran and to speak about Al-Quran Al-Kareem from many different aspects, especially as we approaching Ramadan. And Ramadan is the month of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month where Al-Quran was revealed. It was reported by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah in his Musnad that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only told us that Al-Quran was only revealed in the Quran in Ramadan, but also Suhufu Ibrahim, the scripture of Ibrahim, was revealed in the first night of Ramadan, and the Torah in the 6th, and the Injil in the 13th, and the Quran in the 24th of Ramadan. And many of Ahlul Ilm rahimahumullah have mentioned this narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but no doubt Al-Quran through history became the focus of Muslims during this month. If you ask anyone from any other religion about their prophets, like Christians, Jews, if you ask them about the miracles of Musa, the miracles of Isa alayhi salam, he will tell you what he have done. But none of these miracles still alive. None of these miracles still exist, except the miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he himself said, ما من الأنبياء إلا أعطي ما مثله آمن عليه البشر وإنما كان الذي أوتيته وحيا أوحاه الله إلي. That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the miracle that I was given, that the eternal miracle is Al-Quran. It is a live miracle that will continue until the day of judgment, after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why it will continue bring people to Islam. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, and that's why I hope to be the one who have the most number of followers until the day of judgment. Because his miracle is eternal, is alive. And that's very true. There is a study was made in the United States, and I bet you anything, this will be the same in Australia, will be the same in Europe, will be the same in Malaysia, will be the same anywhere in the world. That number one reason for people to accept Islam is someone will say, I read a copy from the Quran. I read the Quran, and that what brought me to Islam. I will never forget, in one of the years in my masjid, we were praying Taraweeh, and all of a sudden somebody opened the masjid. At that time, our masjid was just a rental place in a shopping center. And somebody walked into the masjid while we praying, and he grabbed a chair. Can you imagine? I'm leading the salah, and people lining up behind me. And this man bring a chair, and he sat just where I'm standing. And looking at me, and looking at people who are praying behind me. So after he finished the first two rak'ah, I said, hi. Hi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Khair inshallah. What's going on? He said, I was walking by your place. I heard the recitation from outside, and I came in. Because this is so beautiful. Please continue. I told the community, just leave him. And we prayed the whole entire Taraweeh. And after we finished, the first night of Ramadan, he said, what you guys are? I said, we're Muslims. And he said, what is this that you're reciting? I said, that's the words of Allah. And he said, how can I be one of you? I said, to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And he became Muslim in the first night of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Just by listening to it. And that story is not only about me or about Masjid. That's the story repeated. I heard it. I witnessed it so many times in my life. When people, and we know through history, when people get exposed to this beautiful, powerful message, book, speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by listening to it, it moved their hearts. Mut'im said, when I heard the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Surah At-Tur, he said, Kada qalbi an yatir. My heart almost left my chest. I was so moved by it. And I'm telling you about people who don't understand Arabic. But when they listen to the Quran, they know the power of this word. The power of the Quran. And I do believe because it is the words of Allah. It's the speech of Allah. And as you know, we are made of a body and soul. Our soul recognizes Allah. Our soul recognizes its creator. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the soul before the body. Way before the body. And Allah have taken covenant from all the souls of humans. That they will worship Allah. They heard Allah. These souls, they heard the talk of Allah when He said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ I am your Lord. They said, yes, you are our Lord. So when the souls hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings back that, what we call fitrah, that nature in you. That's why it will be easy to connect to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ is the great Quran. Quran, it means something that you recite. It's a great Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this book, وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ It is high. That book is high. That book is hakim, يعني muhkam. It is absolutely perfect. That's how Allah praises His own speech. And if you want to know the virtue of the Quran, it is equal to the virtue of Allah Himself because it's His speech, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda said. That's why no one can come with anything similar to it. The miraculous of this Quran, beyond any human, beyond any jinn, beyond any creation. قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ If the jinn and human come together to produce something like this Quran, they will not be able to do so. Why? Because it's a revelation from Allah. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ It was revealed to me, this Quran, to warn you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am. My brothers and sisters, the point of the Quran is to in order for you to understand the miraculous nature of the Quran, you need to listen to the Quran and to read the Quran with your heart before your eyes and before hearing it with your ears. It is when you reflect, when you contemplate on the verses of the Quran, because that's the whole point of revealing the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in many different verses, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها This blessed book, which we have revealed to you, that they might reflect upon its verses. Then do they not reflect upon the Quran? That's why it's so common among the early generations, they would say, I would rather spend the whole night reflecting upon few verses than reading many verses from the Quran. And I know one of the common questions people ask me. Okay, that's not my phone. Lord. I said, oh my God, there's 5 minutes left for the lecture. Thank you. One of the most common questions I get, Sheikh, but I don't speak Arabic very well. My Arabic is not that good. You know, even though, by the way, not all those people I told you in the West and different places of the world who don't speak Arabic, they got into Islam. Al-Quran had power over them, took over their souls, not because they didn't understand Arabic. The power of the Quran, not only in the words, but also in the meanings of the Quran, the sound of the Quran. It just touched your heart. That's why it's so important. In order for you, one of the first thing I want to make, my first point today, when I talk about the miraculous nature of the Quran, it is you have to look to read it with your heart before your tongue and your eyes. You know, this Quran, if Allah revealed it on a mountain, the mountain will turn to dust. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. On a mountain, you will see the mountain breaking apart. How about your heart? How about your soul? That's why a Christian person once heard someone reading and he was in tears. He said, why are you crying? He said, I'm crying because of the power of these words. It just moved my heart. As I told you, Jubair ibn Mut'im said, my heart almost left my chest when I heard the Prophet ﷺ reciting Surah At-Tur. When Walid ibn Mughira heard the Prophet ﷺ reciting verses in the Quran, many different narration about what exactly he heard, but maybe he heard multiple verses, multiple surahs, and he was so moved by it. So moved by it. Some of the kuffar even made sujood because of the power of the Quran. And somebody said, Sajadtu li fasahati. There is a brother in England, he used to be a singer, very famous in the 70s especially, Cat Stevens. Changed his name to Yusuf, known also as Yusuf Islam. He said, have you ever heard his story? He said, I was in the hospital and somebody gave me a copy from the Quran. When I look at the first verses in the Quran, the second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This book, no doubt about it. I said to myself, that's how it starts? This book, no doubt about it? What kind of challenge is that? It's so challenging. Who can claim about any human being can claim that? I said, there's no doubt about this. He said, I knew from that moment that this is from God. One of the most important things to understand the nature of the miracles of this Quran, because a lot of time when we talk about the miracles of the Quran, we think about how to invite non-Muslim to Islam. But I want you to broaden your horizon. It's also about how the Quran have a great impact in you as a Muslim to bring you closer to Allah as well. And to open your heart to connect with it. SubhanAllah, Al-Quran is amazing. Al-Quran, no matter how many times you read it, you never get bored. لا تنقضي عجائب, as Ibn Abbas said. Every time you read, you discover something new. You see, reflect on something interesting. A perspective you never thought about it before. And Al-Quran is amazing also because everybody read the Quran. The scholar, the student of knowledge, the average Muslim, the one who's perfect in Arabic language, and the one who is like, his Arabic language is like, you know, just basic, those who don't need to understand Arabic at all, and all of them connect with the Quran. Al-alim, the scholar, connect with the Quran in a level different than the level of the average Muslim. But all of us connect with the Quran. All of us benefit from the Quran. All of us needs the Quran. All of us seek guidance from the Quran. Men, women, older, younger, subhanAllah, rich, righteous, sinner, good doer, whatever. Everybody, when they turn the Quran, they find that the Quran connect with them. One of the most important thing is to feel that the Quran is speaking to you. I remember a brother telling me, Sheikh, I was in a school and I just finished my exams. And it was a very hard semester. So I walk into the masjid, and in my intention, what I'm going to do in this summer. You know, I have a good long break, summer break. And I said, I'm highly motivated to do nothing. I just want to be lazy. I just want to sleep most of the days. I'm so committed to relax. He said, I walk in Salat al-Maghrib, and the Imam was reading. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. Until the Imam reached. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And I felt as if these verses just now was revealed to me. The verse said, when you're done with your affairs, now you should exhaust yourself in the worship of Allah. I said, when you're done, I'm just done with all my exams, done with my study. Now I should focus on my salah, focus on my Quran, focus on my deen. Wallahi, I felt as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to me. Another brother, Yuswat ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, said in one of his books, he mentioned in several books actually, one of them, Al-Jawab al-Kafi, ibn al-Qayyim said, sometimes when I feel lazy, when somebody feel like he's not off the road a little bit, you know, off the sirat al-mustaqim a little bit, he called himself by remembering the verse in the Quran, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية. Oh, nafs al-mutmainna, come back to your Lord. And I said, I go back to salah. I stay away from the haram. I go back to the straight path. That's how they feel. They connect to the Quran. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu arda'ah bought some food one day and remarked, Mu'adh or Mus'ab ibn Umair was murdered and was better than me. And all what we could found to shroud him with was a single sheet. If we cover his head, his feet will be exposed. We cover his feet, his head will be exposed. Hamza was murdered and he was better than me. And all we could find to shroud him was single sheet. And now I have all this food. I have all this luxury life. I'm afraid that this verse applied to me. See the contemplation. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. The people of the hellfire, they will be told, you exhausted your pleasure during their worldly life and enjoyed them in this worldly life. And he was in tears. You need to connect to see. That's the miraculous nature of the Quran. Look at the verse when you speak about Allah, describe Allah. يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمَ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Everything belonged that day to Allah. Then he described himself by what? The one prevailing. And I'm amazed by this description. The one and who is prevailing. Overcome everyone, control everyone. So one, and he's so powerful that he control everything. He overcome everyone. He prevail over everything. But he's still one. It make me understand the nature of this God. That he doesn't need any help, any support. By himself, he can take over the whole world. Subhanallah. And one of my favorite combination of names, Al-Ghafoor Al-Wadood, the one who forgives and the one who loves. Forgiving the affectionate. In Surah 85, verse 14. And it's amazing. Just think about how the miraculous of this verse. You know what? Sometimes when somebody do something bad to you and you forgive him, but you know what? I don't want to see your face again. And I forgive you, but I don't want to deal with you anymore. I forgive. I'm very good. I forgive you. But we're not friends. No, no, no. Allah forgive you after you violate his rights, after you commit crime, after you commit the haram, after all the sins that you have done, after all this, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing to forgive you, not only forgive you, and he will be so affectionate, so loving, so accepting. La ilaha illallah. When you understand that, you'd be amazed. How many times you read the Quran, Al-Alim al-Hakim, the most knowledgeable, the most wise. So you know that what Al-Hakim also means, the one who make rules, the one who make judgment, the one who decree things. So you know that whatever he decreed, whatever he legislated for us, it comes out of absolute perfect knowledge. And whatever he ruled for us, it is for a great wisdom. Whatever he decreed for us, there is a great wisdom behind it. That's why Al-Quran starts with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It was said there is a king had a minister, a sultan who have a minister. This minister, everything happened, he would say, I want you guys to say with me. Everything, anytime thing happened, he would say, Alhamdulillah. What he would say? Come on, guys. Good. So they went one day on a trip. So when they went to the trip, you know, the king was cutting an apple and he cut his finger. He cut the tip of his finger and the blood started gushing. So what the minister said? Good. He said, Alhamdulillah, the king of Sultan got angry. Why did you do that? Now how I'm going to hold my, you know, how I'm going to shoot the arrows? I'm not going to be able to hunt well. And he was mad at him and he said, put him in jail. He went for the hunting on his horse. He was chasing some of the rabbits, whatever he was after. He got lost and he was captured by his enemy. His enemy took him. And these enemy worship an idols. And he said, you enter this idol's sanction area and you have to be sacrificed. You have to be killed for that, for this violation, as a sacrifice for the idol. They laid him down on this marble, big marble, shiny slab, get the knife. And their shaman came and their priest came and they're about to sacrifice him. And he said, stop, stop, stop the process. This guy's a bad luck for our kingdom. Why? They said, there is something missing in his body. The tip of his finger is missing, and that's a bad luck. Just let him go. His whole way back to his kingdom saying what? Alhamdulillah. He said, where is my dear friend? Where is my minister? He brought him out and he said to him, you know what? You're right, Alhamdulillah. Tell me what happened to you inside jail. He said, what do you mean? He said, must have, because when I ordered them to take you to jail, you said, so what happened to you? That's what happened to me. God saved me. What happened to you? He said, nothing, but I'm grateful to Allah. He said, tell me what? He said, Your Highness, I'm the only one have a horse like yours. I never leave your sight. If we were together, I'm not in jail. We're both captured by those people. They will let you go because you're missing your finger and I will be the sacrifice. So alhamdulillah that I was in jail. Alhamdulillah. The power of this Quran to start with this. It's miraculous. The way the Quran describes things that it can go. The parables and amthal for Quran. It's another area of showing the miraculous nature of the Quran. And I'll give you one example. Example Allah give about the wicked homes of kufr. He said, وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And indeed, the wickedest of homes is the home of the spider in Surah Al-Ankabut. In some species, the spider, the females kill the male after mating. And after its offsprings reach adulthood, they in turn expel the mother out. The wickedest of homes. Yet Allah draws parable between this insect and those worship others beside Allah. This chapter, Surah Al-Ankabut, deal with trials in all its forms. So therefore, what's the connection between trials and the spider web in particular? Numerous trials are like many strands of the spider web, and a person becomes entangled with them and cannot escape except with the help of Allah. What a beautiful example Allah giving us. A miraculous nature of the Quran in many parables, but because of the time, I'm just skipping. But something you reflect upon. Look at Quran, how we start the surah. SubhanAllah, there is two surahs in the Quran. It starts with the word wail. Anybody knows what's the first one? Wailu lil mutaffifin. And the other one? Wailu li kulli humazatil lumaza. It's interesting. In Surah 104 and Surah 83, the first verse. Woe to every scorner and mocker, and woe to those who give less than due, cheat. The first chapter is in the context of sanctity of people's wealth, and the second one in the context of the sanctity of people's honor. To show you how much the Quran put emphasis in the importance of protecting your wealth and your honor. Sometimes the miraculous comes in the Quran when you look at the context of the whole entire examples. SubhanAllah, for instance, talk about fasting, and in the middle there is mentioning of prayer and supplication. Because the dua while you fast, while you break your fast, while you make suhoor, while you're praying in taraweeh, is more likely to be accepted. In Laylatul Qadr, look, tomorrow or after tomorrow, I'll talk to you about Surah An-Nur. Allah talk about His light after talking about lowering your gaze and the connection. Talk about charity, then talk about wisdom. Because wise people will invest in the right investment in the akhirah before they spend their money in something that soon will perish. And so many things like that. It's amazing. When you look at the Quran, when Allah says about the story of the people of the trench, and that's the only time in the Quran Allah describe and give this description. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is the great winning. Success. Do you know that the people of Trench were completely wiped out? They were all killed. Where is the winning? Quran is miraculous when it comes to the words, the description. What is the winning? Where, what they attain? What great attainment? What the great thing they attained? This is the only time in the Quran that success is described in such way. This to show us the true success is in holding into one's principle until last breath. The true success in the akhirah, not in the dunya. And so many examples like this. One time I was thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ. The amana, the trust. We offer to the mountain, to earth, everybody declining except us, human, we carry it. What amana? Amana means the religion. The deen, the sunnah, the Quran, the obligations of Islam, many different interpretations, but the most general one is the religion of Islam. So if you are Muslim, if you carry Islam, in your heart and you practice the religion, you are carrying this trust. Isn't that interesting? Amana, trust. You know why? Because if I give you something and I trust you something, that means I will ask you about it later. I will take it from you later. And you will be standing before Allah one day to be asked about it. It's a trust question. Who do you give valuable things? Anybody in the street? Or someone that you trust? Someone trustworthy? Tell me. Trustworthy. If Allah bless you to be a Muslim and Muslimah today, that means you are in Allah's eyes a trustworthy. If Allah wake you up to pray Fajr, if Allah guide you to be in the gathering to learn knowledge, if Allah bless you to memorize the Quran or some of the Quran, to bless you to put hijab, bless you to pray in jama'ah, bless you to hold in the sunnah, it means you are in Allah's eyes a trustworthy. That's something make you honored. Feel privileged. Feel, you know, strong. Izzah, quwwah, strength. My brothers and sisters, sometimes the miraculous of the Quran has to do with the timing. It's amazing. And for example, when the Prophet ﷺ about to go to Medina, Allah revealed the verses about al-mutaffifin. Because any state, in order for it to be strong, to be built on a strong foundation after iman, after faith, it has to be based on a good economy, economical principles, and moral. That's amazing. How the Quran speak about the issue of economy, economic issues, which is al-mutaffifin talk about, to make sure that the economy of this city, new state they're going to establish, is have a good, solid foundation. Because that's important to build a society. One of the first 10 surahs in the Quran, Abasa wa Tawalla. If I would say the first 5 surahs in the Quran, I'm not wrong. This surah came from the beginning. That's a miracle that Allah chose this verse to be revealed in the beginning of Islam. Even though it has a reprimandation for the Prophet ﷺ, Allah reprimanding the Muhammad ﷺ for the way he dealt with the blind person. But this surah came to tell from the beginning that this religion is about protecting the right of the weak. One of the miracle nature of this Quran that it is comes to confirm what's in the previous book. All the main stories, all the main legislations, salah, zakah, charity, good manners, being good to parents, something register with the people of the book before us. And the Quran came to confirm that and to add more beauty to it. To the nature of God, the day of judgment, al-qadr, angels, to know, you know, about the books and the messengers. All these principles are mentioned in the previous books and the Quran came to confirm it. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. To confirm what is the books before you. And one of the most, I will end with this point, which is a little bit important, hopefully in the few minutes I have left, to end with it. Allah says,
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادًا ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ.
Allah in this verse urge us and people before us and people after us, everyone, to come in pairs and singles to think and reflect upon the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just by thinking about the Quran and the message of the Quran, you will know that this book is the words of Allah. Cannot be a human made. Cannot be made by human. Look, for example, the Quran speaks about things today, in modern days, we're so proud of. We just now, in modern days, last 100 years, we start talking about. Like the rights of minorities, the right of women, the right of the weak, the right of the less fortunate, their rights. Al-Quran came in a time when Europe debating is are women human or devil or animals. In France, they said women have the body of a human and the soul of a devil when the Prophet was 30 years old. That's what Church of France said at that time. The Arab used to bury her alive because they're ashamed of her. Al-Quran came to say, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Allah starts with women before men. He gives whomever He wants, females and males. Al-Quran came to say, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. When the little girl who buried alive will be asked in the Day of Judgment. I reflect upon this a lot. I said to myself, when the girl will be asked in the Day of Judgment? I thought the Quran will say, when the criminal will be asked, why did you bury her? But the verse, no, when the girl will be asked. You know why? Because this man buried her because he's ashamed of her. In the Day of Judgment, Allah honor her by speaking to her and not speaking to him. Quran came to say, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah have given example for all the believing men and women. What are the examples that we should follow? Two women. The wife of Fir'aun and Maryam. A surah called Surah An-Nisa, woman. Surah called Maryam. What an honor. Al-Quran came to speak about the right of everybody's religion. لا إكراه في الدين. Al-Quran says you cannot compulse anything to believe in religion. Allah says, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أم تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. Allah said, be good and kind to those who live with you, those who do not fight you, those who have not harmed you. Live in peace and tranquility with you in your society. We're a multi-society. Allah said, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَةً. One of the mushrikeen asked for your safety. You grant him safety. You grant him security. Al-Quran came to speak about the right of the orphans, the right of the poor. Al-Quran talk about how important to feed them, to take care of them. وَلَمْ نَكُنُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. The people of hellfire are people who do not take care of the poor. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. These verses are in Mecca surahs, in Madani surahs. ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده. And many, many verses. The Quran came to establish a society focus not only in the right of the a category of people like men and women and children or the weak or the poor or the less fortunate, the orphan and so on. No, but also focus on building the person as an individual. Make that balance. Al-Quran filled with verses talk about how important that we deal with our souls as human. We have a human nature. We transgress. We're ignorant. We can be angry. And Al-Quran tell how to control that. How to balance that? We love this life. Al-Quran said, focus on the akhirah and don't forget about your share from the dunya. Al-Quran talked to us to understand that we are made of a soul and a body. So we don't focus on materialistic things and we don't fulfill our souls, our spiritual needs. Quran said, don't ever forget whatever success you have is from Allah. And also success comes because of the effort that you put. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. The Quran recognizes that we get angry. لا يحب الله الجار بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Allah does not like someone to speak bad or in a way, except when you're abused. That's why Allah allowed you to seek revenge from those who killed someone related to you, so they can go to court and be excused. Quran talk about the importance of manners, like and characteristic traits like sabr, like being grateful, being optimistic, being content, being merciful, being trustworthy. اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا فليؤدي الذي اؤتمن أمانته والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين. Those who waste, all this character trait, just read Surah Al-Isra, comes to build a family, a strong tie between husband and wife, telling that wife has her financial rights. You cannot touch it. You cannot abuse her. You treat her the same way you want to be treated. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنْ. Today we talk about language of love and we look to soap operas and, you know, Korean soap operas or Western soap operas to talk about love and romance. Al-Quran talk about love. جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Al-Quran said, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Al-Quran said that you live with good, and if you divorce her and you separate, you should be excellent to each other. Quran speak about the family, your parents, and you know the verses, your children, your relatives, your cousins. Al-Quran establishes society that based on principle, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best among you in society, those who have taqwa. A society that pure, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا, no indecency. A society that based on no, the sanctity of life, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. A society that is based on a good moral ethic when it comes to business, trade. وَزِّنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. A society that will reconciliate when there is a fight between two groups. فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمَا. A society that based on no one mock other one, being racist, being looked down upon them because of their race, color, or anything of that nature. وَلَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. A society that based on spreading good and stopping evil. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. A society that based on a structure, that's why Al-Quran speak about how to establish a state. Allah says, when it comes to establishing state, the Quran speak in details about things like that. Like for example, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ. There is no dictatorship. Al-Quran speak, وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Don't follow desires. Don't follow just whatever, you know, your desires. Follow what Allah have revealed to you. Allah said, كُنُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. State must be based on justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. Fulfill people's rights and be just with people. Al-Quran said that in the state, human people must be respected. The citizen must be respected. إِنْ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have honored the children of Adam. Muslim, non-Muslim, young, old, rich, poor, powerful, not powerful, from a big family, small family, it doesn't matter. In a state, the punishment should be according to the crime, not to exceed. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. You cannot take someone or punish someone for someone else's crime. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Allah says, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. When they are in power, they establish salah. They don't forget about Allah when they are powerful, when they're rich, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors for them to gain power and fame and wealth. No, they still establish the salah. They give the zakat. They spread goodness and stop evil. a state that is based on its right to defend itself. وَلَمَنْ انْتَصَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ. Those who seek to protect themselves, to fight back, it's their rights. Quran came to protect these five big principles. Human lives, religion, honor, wealth, aql, intellect. And there's a punishment if these violated, like a zina. الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدًا. السَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَ فَاقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. My time's up. But many people ask about, what about the scientific miracles in the Quran? Let me make this point to you. Al-Quran is not a book of science. It's a book of guidance. And you have to keep that in mind. But it might have information about nature, about space, about human being, about geography, about history. Yes, it contains a lot of things like that. Things that now in modern days we just discover the uniqueness of these verses, the uniqueness of these meanings. And it's a miracle. Because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not be able to know that. Only when we will be able to see that when we have microscopes, telescopes, and so forth. But in the end of the day, the Quran is not a book. When you want to have medicine, when you look for history, when you look for geology, when you look to understand, you know, genealogy or like the human bodies, we don't go to the Quran necessarily. If Allah tells us something, it is true. But some people read it as it's a book of medicine or a book of, you know, a book of science. It has science. It has medicine. It has history. But that's not the focus of the Quran. So keep that in mind. Two, don't ever mix between theory and fact. Don't mix a theory, a scientific theory. Don't base and say, Al-Quran proved this. Because this theory can change. Facts are facts. We can make that connections. Also, make sure to understand that whenever somebody talk about the miracle of the Quran, make sure that the words that it was used to prove this miracles or scientific discovery, this verse, the meaning is in Arabic language acceptable. Not somebody invented a meaning for it, which is, doesn't make any sense in Arabic language, just to make it sounds like goes along with what the scientific community is saying today. You can't do that. I don't know, there are also things that these days, similar to these principles and guidelines, we understand the concept of numbers in the Quran. People come up with these numbers. First of all, I would like to tell you, many of people came up, three books, very famous, wrote about the miracle numbers in the Quran, Nawfal and others. They filled with mistakes, filled with wrong, you know, information. They tell you the number of time it was mentioned this time, it means that time. And in the reality, it's not accurate. It's not correct. The number of the time al-dunya was mentioned equal to the akhirah, that's not solely to be accurate. And also so many times these numbers means nothing and it doesn't have any miracle in it. So al-shayateen was mentioned in the same number of time al-malaika. Okay, so what's so miraculous about that? Okay. Or for example, the word jahar out loud and the word sir mentioned 16 times. Okay. But this now miraculous nature in it. Iblis was mentioned 11 times. Okay. So also when you talk about a miraculous number, it has to be really something very significant. Or tell you something that is, it doesn't require any, it doesn't lead to any actions. Like for example, ta was mentioned 27 times in the Quran. Oh, sorry, 27 times Ta was mentioned in Surah An-Naml. Surah An-Naml starts with Ta Seen. Okay, so what's the point? And the Surah is number 27, okay? But what that leads to? Nothing. So all these just, you know, lataif. You know, it's not a miracle, but it's like unique things, it's cool things, cool facts, fun facts, you know? But it's not a miracle. We're talking about miracles, something that move the heart to accept. Show that this is the words of Allah. Thank you very much. Looking forward to continue with you the whole entire weekend, inshallah, with you guys. JazakumAllah khair. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.